From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. People who want to learn more about how beef is produced now have new resources. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has launched a campaign with a video, website, and social media to let people know how it works with ranchers on cattle handling, health, nutrition, and transportation. Most beef produced in the U.S. is grown under the Quality Assurance Program, which requires ranchers to complete training courses every 3 years. Chinese firms claim they have purchased 700,000 metric tons of pork from the U.S. this year to meet market demand, but U.S. government data shows smaller pork sales. According to AgWeb.com, weekly USDA export sales data shows recent buying has increased China's pork purchase total to around 300,000 metric tons for shipment this year and about 135,000 metric tons for delivery in 2020. The conflicting data adds to the confusion in the U.S. livestock market regarding whether or not weekly U.S. export data includes China's preferred hog carcasses. September was a fairly solid month overall for retail sales of tractors and combines in the U.S. and Canada. According to AgWire.com, data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers shows total U.S. farm tractor sales increased 18.7% in September compared to last year, while self-propelled combine sales were up 12.3%. Year-to-date, U.S. tractor sales are up nearly 5%, while self-propelled combines are up 1.8%. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.